The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. James and John want the status, they want the glory, but Jesus came to be humbled, to be crushed. He came to bring us into communion with God, and he did that by becoming a servant. And his service was the gift of a sacrifice. That's how he brought us back to God. Tonight, I want to talk about what it means to be a servant, to serve humbly, and to be generous. We're coming up very soon at St. Rose of Lima for our Stewardship Sunday in a few weeks. November 4th is our Stewardship Sunday. We'll hear a lot about what it means to be grateful and generous stewards of God's gifts. And the weekend after that, on November 11th, we'll have our parishioner testimonies and our commitment weekend, our stewardship renewal. What is stewardship? Stewardship is the response of a disciple who is grateful for God's gifts and blessings, who wants to give back because of the abundance of what we've received. We steward God's gifts, we use them for good. We take care of them, we offer them to others. And by the way, stewardship for a Christian, it's not optional. It's required of a disciple. God entrusts us with so much. Part of that stewardship is serving. We'll talk more about the financial part of that and the prayerful part of that coming up, but tonight I want to focus on the part of stewardship about serving. You can call it ministering, you can call it volunteering, call it helping, call it whatever you want. It's all about serving one another. All of us are called to serve. Many, many years ago, if you asked someone, who serves your parish? People would say, well, Father does. Father does everything. He's the servant. A few years after that, if you asked people at a parish, who serves your parish? They would say, well, Father and Sister serve the parish. They do everything. And then people would say, well, who serves the parish? Well, it's Father and the parish staff. They do everything. But really, we know that all along, since we're all called to holiness, that what it's really should be and what it's really always has been is that everyone does everything. Because all of us are baptized, all of us are gifted, all of us are called to be stewards of service. So the question that we ask ourselves is not, Lord, if I'm called to serve, but Lord, where am I called to serve? Not if I'm called to serve, but where? It's often the case in many big organizations, and the church is no exception, that there is a 7 and 93 rule. You ever hear of that? 7%, 93%? Means that as an organization gets really big, sometimes 7% of the members handle about 93% of the workload. And that's often what can happen. And we do have a lot of committed disciples here doing a lot of ministry, taking care of our parish and the body of Christ. But I would submit to you that really our goal here at St. Rose of Lima should be 100% and 100%. That 100% of our members, of you and I, our parishioners, of this family, 100% should be doing 100% of the ministry. Serving the body of Christ here at St. Rose of Lima and reaching out with the gospel outside. 100% and 100%. Maybe a good benchmark of that would be 2 hours a month that each disciple should have some kind of service they can recognize. Here's just a few examples of some of the service that already happens at St. Rose of Lima. I'll give some examples of inside the walls, meaning to each other, and then some that are outside the walls, meaning to our community, to the world. Inside the walls, there are servants who are lunch and recess monitors at our school, drivers and chaperones for our youth ministry program, altar servers, those who go and adore Jesus in our perpetual adoration chapel, service of prayer. People who are advisors and counselors on our parish council, finance council, or committees. Catechists who pass on the faith, sacristans who prepare for the liturgy. All beautiful ways to serve. Outside the walls, and again, this is just a sampling, those who are on the prayer line. Here's a ministry where you can serve without even leaving your home. You receive prayer requests and you lift them up to God. Holy Hammers, Habitat for Humanity, our monthly cleanup at Reservoir Woods Park, Meals on Wheels, Legion of Mary. We actually have this huge book of serving opportunities, volunteer opportunities. I think you got this in the mail already, if you haven't already. It's also on the website under stewardship. A zillion ways that God might be calling you to be a steward of your service. Now this goal, 100% of our parishioners doing 100% of our ministry and 2 hours of service a month, does this seem impossible or ambitious to you? Because I don't think it is. I think it's very doable and very believable. Because I believe that everyone can serve. That everyone here who is baptized has been gifted by God and blessed with some share of God's infinite power and wisdom and strength and love. So I really think this is quite possible. It's part of how we're meant to grow, as having a culture of stewardship at our parish. Here's some ways you can think about your call to serve this week. You can ask, what gifts has God given you? You can ask, what's something that you do that just is a piece of cake that other people have a hard time with? What's a natural gift that you could put into service here at this community? What experiences in your life does God want to use to bless others? Here's a good one. Fill in the blank. When I am doing blank, I feel really alive. God speaks to us oftentimes, and what makes us come alive in vitality is a sign that the Holy Spirit is moving in us. Finally, I encourage you, as you're considering this question, what it means to serve, just to try something. Just try something once and see where it goes. When I was in high school, at our parish, we gave out poinsettias to people in nursing homes in the area. And I remember going with Lisa Hereniak to give some poinsettias in some nursing homes. She invited me to come with her just one time, and I didn't want to go. You know why? Because I was scared of old people. True confession. I'm serious. I was scared of old people. I was like 14. But I went with Lisa, and I saw how, and she was part of the Legion of Mary, by the way, and she went and I saw how she would give these flowers to these people, some of them in wheelchairs, some of them had strokes, they couldn't talk. She would give this flower to them, and she would talk to them and touch them on the shoulder, even sing to them, give them a huge smile. It was so beautiful. And as she kind of brought me into that, that little one time of service really changed me. And in high school, I just began to go to nursing homes in my town just by myself, just to find people, parishioners or not, spend time with them, to talk with them, to touch them, to smile at them. Change everything just to serve one time. And by the way, I'm no longer scared of old people. You know, to serve, we often think too big. We need to think small and humble. Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. She said, everyone, not just the missionaries of charity, can do something beautiful for God. This is the future. This is God's wish for us, to serve through love in action. So this week, brothers and sisters, as we're approaching our stewardship renewal weekend, I challenge you to really pray and discern. Lord, it's not if you're calling me to serve, but Lord, where are you calling me to serve? Inside these walls to the body of Christ, and outside these walls to the world. Jesus became a servant, and by his service, he brought us into communion with God. when we become servants, we bring others into communion with God. That's our baptismal call. So let us reflect on this week, that we might have a steward's response to God's love for us. Take that to prayer. Mother Teresa also said, if we pray, we will believe. If we believe, we will love. If we love, we will serve.